This ministry update from president and founder of Capital Ministries, Ralph Drollinger, is about the U.S. laws of the land and the Bible on illegal immigration. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is continuing to come under attack from emotionally gripped people who charge that his enforcement of immigration laws is cruel and mean-spirited. While photographs of crying children stir everyone's feelings and trigger angry reactions in some, emotions must not be the deciding factor when complicated and significant issues are considered that have tremendous impact on a nation and its people. In a recent interview with Christian Broadcasting Network, Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries, defended the actions of Attorney General Sessions, a professing Christian who sponsors and attends the weekly White House Cabinet Bible study led by Drollinger. Drollinger said enforcing immigration laws is Attorney General Sessions' primary job as the U.S. top cop, and that enforcing laws is in harmony with what the Bible says about the role of the state, as well as a nation's right to protect its borders and its people from illegal immigration. Drollinger wrote a Bible study about the issue, entitled What the Bible Says About Our Illegal Immigration Problem, that was published in 2016. In a taped interview this week with Jennifer Wishon, senior Washington correspondent for CBN News Division, Drollinger said, quote, "One would say the institution of the state's primary purpose in the primary passages in the New Testament that describe it would be Matthew 22, Romans 13, and 1 Peter 2, and in both Romans 13:4 and 1 Peter 2:13. It says the basic purpose for God ordaining the state is to bear the sword. Romans 13:4. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. 1 Peter 2:13 through 14. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right." Drollinger said, quote, "Now that almost sounds harsh in today's world, but it's the idea that there are consequences to evil actions, and if there is not, then all hell breaks loose in a country. You can see even when we have a tornado or a hurricane and the government goes to the south, you can see all kinds of robberies occurring. And the actual fallen, depraved nature of man comes out when there is no sense of retribution for his evil action. So God restrains that by ordaining the state. So that is to say, as it relates to our argument today, as it relates to border crossing, that there has to be consequences for illegal border crossing. That is what Attorney General Jeff Sessions is all about. That is his primary purpose vocationally, and it is a matter of obedience to Scripture," end of quote. Drollinger's comments were supplemental to a story Ms. Wishon had written a few days previously. Text of the June 18th story, headlined, "Cabinet Bible Study Leader Defends Sessions," explains what the Bible really says about immigrants is as follows, quote, "In a number of Texas pulpits Sunday, pastors openly criticized Attorney General Jeff Sessions for using Scripture to back up the Justice Department's zero-tolerance policy for people crossing the border illegally. I would cite you to the Apostle Paul in his clear and wise command in Romans 13. To obey the laws of the government because God has ordained the government for his purposes," Sessions said in a speech. But a Methodist church in Richardson, Texas, posted a road sign rebuking the attorney general. The sign read, "Please don't use Scripture to justify policies that harm families." And one Texas parishioner told the Texas Tribune his pastor admonished Sessions by name Sunday morning and referred his congregation to Leviticus 19:33, which says, "When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not mistreat them." However, instead of disputing Sessions' point, Ralph Drollinger, president and founder of Capital Ministries, insists the verses critics are using validate the attorney general's position. Drollinger, leader of the weekly cabinet Bible study that Sessions sponsors and attends, says the Bible is full of God's design for parents and how they are commanded to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6:4, and to do so, families must be together. Drollinger said in a statement, quote, "No one is disputing that sojourners should be welcomed into the United States. However, he points out that Sessions has been appointed to enforce the laws of the land enacted by Congress and signed by presidents. He says some criticism comes from people who advocate for open borders, while others may be unfamiliar with the original Hebrew words of the Bible." Drollinger says the word sojourner is a translation of the Hebrew word ger or toshab, which means legal immigrant. Drollinger shared, quote, "No one, especially my personal friend, the kind-hearted Attorney General Jeff Sessions, desires that a mother or father be separated from their children. If someone breaks the law of the land, he says, they should anticipate that one of the consequences of their behavior will be separation from their children." Drollinger also shared, the passage the Attorney General cited, Romans 13, bespeaks of this. There are and there should be serious, known consequences for breaking the laws of the land. Otherwise, the law becomes toothless and inconsequential, and it is no longer a deterrent to harmful behavior, which is what God designed it to be.